Rightio, chaps. New parliamentary term starts today. Let's get cracking. There, bubble done. Now, next on the agenda, we need to reform social care for the elderly.
Care? What does that mean? Is it a place?
Do you mean Care-os? I think it's near Mykonos. Not that I've just been there.
Look, the elderly have worked hard. They deserve dignity. And most important, they vote Tory. So let's give the granny a zoo. 12 billion quid?
How are we going to pay for that?
Well, how do we pay for all the COVID stuff?
Don't really know.
Was it clapping?
This time, I'm putting my foot down. We're going to pay for this with a tax rise. But let's call it something else.
National insurance?
I was thinking something more like Kindness by Rishi.
Sounds like a perfume.
It's that too.
Oh, liquid kindness. I'm melting.
Hold on, Rishi. Who exactly is going to pay this tax?
Everybody. It's only £200 per taxpayer. It's just a bottle of Chateau Lafite.
What? Look, we can't tax us. It's stupid to tax old people, but we can't go near billionaires. They're job creators for us after we get out of here.
Fair enough, yeah.
What about taxing the young? The sweet, delicious young.
Perfect. They don't vote for us. And if they don't like it, what are they going to do? Cancel us? Throw our statues in the river?
That's true.
Here.
Stop right there.
Dude, don't tell me you're still clubbing.
I speak for the young. They have hopes, dreams, fat beats, huge bumps of cat. They're honest, decent. They accepted me when I was lonely, bereft of love. Oh, man, I'm coming down.
You all right, Govey?
Perfectly fine, Prime Minister. Fuck the young. They're lazy and their music's crap.
Excellent. Then on to item number 3 on the agenda. More bubbles.
Yeah!
Yay!
Emma Raducanu, congratulations on your tip-top teenage tennis triumph.
And look at how much prize money they gave you.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my nanny in a chimney sweep. They're going to help me invest it wisely.
Well, there's nothing wiser than investing in your country.
I'm the handsome chancellor who you can trust. Under me, the country won't go bust.
When it comes to fiscal management, we're level and we're sane. We won't pour your money down a drain.
We'll buy dodgy PPE from our mates. Waste several billion on track and trace. Not to mention a pointless high-speed train. But we won't pour your money down a drain.
But you're ruining the country. You're taxing all and sundry. I'm young, but I've got a brain. And you will pour my money down the... Will pour my money down the... Will pour my money down the drain.
Just give it here.
No way!
Just let go. Look over.
Excuse me, sir. I've got tuppence. Where do I feed the pigeons?
Tuppence? Buggeration.
That was a party political broadcast on behalf of the Labour Party.
I now convene this select committee to investigate the causes of the petrol panic. First, to give evidence, Barry and Susie from Maidenhead.
Why are we here?
Because you, along with the rest of the idiot public, panicked about petrol and now there's queues everywhere.
Explain yourself, Susie from Maidenhead.
Well, everyone else was doing it. I got worried. I mean, I might have to go somewhere next week.
Where? Where might you go?
I don't know. Just out for a pootle.
On weekends, we might have a pub lunch.
Don't distract the Prime Minister with talk of pub lunches.
Ooh, would there be sausages?
And mash with onion gravy.
Whoa.
The point is, your behaviour has created a crisis where there was none. Where was your needle when you pulled into the station?
About 3/4 full.
There, we have the admission.
Better to be safe than sorry. I mean, what if something happened?
What? What might happen?
I don't know. A petrol panic?
One final question. Where did you purchase this petrol?
The place just round the corner.
I think we can go now.
Pub lunch?
Every year, the leaders of the G20, the world's biggest economies, come together to settle their differences. At stake, the lives and livelihoods of humanity. Boring! So, the G20 leaders have asked us here at Love Island to shake things up. We brought them to this 2.5-star resort on the rocky side of Ibiza, where they'll ensure global financial stability, form trade alliances, and most importantly, find love.
Jacinda and I are a natural alliance.
We already sent Trudeau and Erdogan home. They totally botched the pass the carrot with your ass challenge.
But Putin and Merkel are forging bilateral agreements like wombats in a billabong.
Who wants to get annihilated by doing vodka molly shots?
Shouldn't we grapple with the problem of dual hemisphere deflation?
How about you deal with your dual hemisphere deflation? Am I right?
Ugh, this is a European beach. Grow up!
Why, hey, Putin, that's my flag you're toweling off with.
Sorry, already used it to dry my crotch. I did not come here to make friends.
Well, I'm desperate to make friends, and all I get is a face full of dick towel.
I've got a text! Islanders, you have to negotiate a 3% reduction in global carbon emissions while passing a raw squid from mouth to mouth.
This would have been easier if you hadn't left the EU.
That's negative 2 points for the squid slip.
Vegemite!
The Love Island summit is supposed to build community. Who knew getting people drunk in the sun just causes drama?
You won't commit to copyright protection. Your performance in the lap dance challenge made me weep. I have to question if you're here for the right reasons.
I'm not into communal activities unless enforced by the state.
I've got a text!
Tonight, we vote on sanctions.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
I'm not here.
We all voted on sanctions, and it's time to read the results. And the vote is sanctions on Russia.
Damn it! I need to upgrade my vote rigging software.
I've got a text! It's yet another big twist. A new islander is joining us right now.
Oh, I hope it's hot twins.
Howdy.
Oh, God. That is the exact opposite of hot twins.
All right. America's here. I'm declaring a new alliance. Australia, the UK, and the US.
Hashtag Orcus Maximus. Take that, bat breath.
Oh, I'm so scared. Mr. American Big Mac and his 2 chicken nuggets.
Hey, Australia's getting nuclear submarines, for which the UK is providing precision-engineered biscuits.
Buddy, you were supposed to buy French submarines, powered by fine Bordeaux diesel fuel.
Right, but the instruction manual was in bloody French.
Your loss. Periscope up.
In the end, the only alliance that survived was Jacinda and me. Not surprising, since we're basically one country.
And how's that working out?
Bloody awful. We're in a war over who invented the Pavlova dessert.
Plus, everyone keeps confusing our accents.
Which is crazy, because they're totally different.
Wait, did I say that?
Right, this week is my big speech to the Tory conference. I know I can please the crowd, classic buzzer style, but this year I really want to dig into the issues. Let me run it past you and get your honest opinions.
Bring it on, boss! Make love to my ears!
Hello, Manchester. Pause for applause. The centrepiece of our programme is levelling up.
Good. Finally, the details of what levelling up actually means.
Look, I've got big knockers. Ha ha! Oh, if these were real, I'd never leave the house.
That will definitely play in the Shires, but what about the economy?
Oh, I've got that. We shall turbocharge the economy, no strings attached.
Oh. Very good.
Excellent. Yes.
But exactly how will we...
Ah, fire!
Strings! Oh, God bless the man who invented that. And of course, we shall safeguard supplies of British food.
Crivens, here comes the pie in the face.
Wrong. Break.
Oh! Ooh.
Yadda, yadda, yadda. And then I get my cock out.
You can't win over the entire Tory party with an hour of prop comedy and gags.
God, politics is easy.